Nolte, debunking CNBC's rigged survey smearing 10 red states as worst to live in. By John Nolte on July 14, 2026. Far-left CNBC's rigged ranking of America's 10 worst states to live in. I don't link disinformation, is a fascinating look at the left's laughable priorities, twisted mindset, and just how out of touch they are with normal people. Here's the ranking, which lists Tennessee as America's worst state to live in. Tennessee. Texas. Indiana. Louisiana. Georgia. Utah. Missouri. Alabama. Oklahoma. Arkansas. President Trump won all of those states. Also, as the crow flies, I live about 10 miles from the Tennessee border and sometimes wish I lived in Tennessee. It's every bit as beautiful as rural North Carolina. Where I am, it has the same southern culture, but there is no state income tax. The only problem with Tennessee is Democrat-run Memphis. Additionally, even though normal people are fleeing states like New York, California, and Illinois in droves, numbers below, they didn't make CNBC's top 10. How is it possible when migration facts prove which states people find the worst, that CNBC didn't? Of the 10 states listed as CBBC's worst, 9 saw a net population increase in 2025. Tennessee, plus 42,400. Texas, plus 67,300. Indiana, plus 12,200. Louisiana, minus 14,400. Georgia, plus 27,300. Utah, plus 3,300. Missouri, plus 14,400. Alabama, plus 23,400. Oklahoma, plus 14,500. Arkansas, plus 14,500. Meanwhile, California, minus 229,100. New York, minus 137,600. Illinois, minus 40,000. New Jersey, minus 37,400. Massachusetts, minus 33,300. Colorado, minus 12,100. Maryland, minus 12,100. In a sane world, that would be the end of the best and worst discussion. And it's worth noting that Colorado and Maryland are two of the most beautiful states I've ever visited. And the idea that Democrats are still able to chase people out is pretty remarkable. So how did CNBC rig this thing to a point where 9 of America's most popular states top the list of 10 worst states to live in, and all 10 of them are red states? Easy. A retarded criterion. Per CNBC, crime rates, air quality, healthcare access, worker protections, and civil rights laws are among factors that can hurt a state in quality of life rankings. Let's start with crime rates. Judging an entire state by its crime rates is pure fakery because, as everyone knows, those state crime rates are inflated by the Democrat-run cities within those states. As of 2024, Memphis, Tennessee, Little Rock, Arkansas, Kansas City and St. Louis, Missouri, Birmingham, Alabama, New Orleans, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, and Indianapolis, Indiana, have some of the highest crime rates in the country. Every one of those cities has been run by Democrats, in most cases, for decades. Yes, these cities are cancerous tumors, but they are isolated tumors. If you live in a red state, life outside of these cities is idyllic. More statistics proving this can be found here. Almost all of the hate crimes, violent crimes, pollution, education failures, and lack of resources happen almost exclusively in these blue tumors where Republicans have no influence or power. As far as the additional criteria, healthcare access, worker protections, and civil rights, these are just stupid. America is not a third world country. That means that when it comes to healthcare access, worker protections, and civil rights, our baseline, our bottom, our worst is still freaking amazing, which is why most people don't factor those things in when deciding where to live. The other criteria are just as dumb. Arkansas is downgraded for inclusiveness, which is a meaningless word. Arkansas is also number one in food insecurity, another term only a fabulously wealthy country that ended poverty could come up with. Note, the word hunger is not used. That's because the poorer you are, the more likely you are to be obese. Oklahoma is knocked for reproductive rights, which means it's harder to murder babies. Also, it's minimum wage, but with no context around the state's cost of living. Here's my favorite. This crybabying over Tennessee. Republicans, led by Governor Bill Lee, make no apologies for a rash of state laws targeting the LGBTQ+ community, including a so-called bathroom law requiring transgender people to use the facilities designated for their sex at birth. The state also explicitly bars localities from adopting their own anti-discrimination ordinances. To underscore the point, Lee signed a resolution earlier this year designating June Nuclear Family Month. Ha 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 ha. What a shocker that people aren't fleeing a state where mentally ill men aren't allowed in your daughter's locker room or bathroom. Aside from crime, nothing that normal people care about is included in this survey. Basics like traffic, housing costs, taxes, regulations, how easy it is to start a business, the unemployment rate, wages versus the cost of living, education rates, life expectancy. And we all know why they aren't included, which means this survey is not only disinformation by omission. It is also utterly useless, unless you're a Trump-hating transsexual who likes to watch little girls get undressed while enjoying paid leave from a job where you don't do anything and from which you cannot be fired. I'm not sure which is worse. CNBC rigging this survey to smear red states. Or CNBC sincerely believing this report would matter to anyone other than a 45-year-old pansexual with purple hair and $300,000 in student loan debt.